USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases from Friday to Saturday, according to Johns Hopkins University, declined by close to 70,000, with 44,000 new cases being reported on Saturday. 225 people died from the virus on Saturday as well. That number, a third of the people that died from COVID-19 on Friday. Fire crews are struggling to bring the Dixie Fire burning in Northern California under control. It's already scorched nearly 450,000 acres and is just 21% contained as of Saturday night, leaving most of the historic gold town of Greenville in ruins earlier this week.
The reality is that my concern at this point is we are a small community. The recovery process is going to be lengthy. It's going to be costly.
That's Plumas County Sheriff Todd Johns, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of Sudden Death Syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In Sudden Death Syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 28 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.